Every year, the BC Chamber of Commerce conducts the Collective Perspective Survey, providing a unique opportunity to review the needs and wants of business owners across the province. With a robust sample size, the latest iteration of the poll, conducted in October 2022, shows positive momentum on some questions. Just over half of business owners in British Columbia, 52%, say their business is in very good or good shape, up 13 points since the previous survey in 2021. Another ray of light arrives in a question about the prospects of the business over the next 3 to 5 years, where favorable forecasts increased from 55% in 2021 to 63% in 2022. More than two-thirds of business owners, 68%, believe the most important factor for the success of their business is the ability to recruit and retain talent. At this stage, all other challenges, including innovation, capital, red tape and taxes, are less significant. There are aspects of business life that are keeping owners awake at night. There is near unanimity on a particular setback. The cost of doing business has become worse for 87% of respondents. Two other issues where the feelings are overly negative are the cost of labor, 76%, and the availability of workers, 70%. Business owners were asked what policies would be helpful for their business. Measures to reduce regulation and red tape topped the list and were cited by 75% respondents, and by 79% of businesses in the Lower Mainland, Southwest region. Majorities also mention measures to create housing choices that are affordable for younger people, 68%, investments to strengthen the healthcare system, including in mental health services, 64%, investments in public infrastructure, also 64%, measures to create more affordable housing for low-income people, 56%, and investments in public transit, 55%. Even after years of policies aimed at getting rid of archaic regulations, business owners continue to feel that more can be achieved. The positive perceptions of enhancements in healthcare, infrastructure and public transit are not a surprise. However, two of the six most important policies for business owners are related to housing and the regional differences are clear. Vancouver Island and the Gulf Islands are particularly worried about homelessness, 60%, while in the Kootenays and Thompson Okanagan, the concern is young people, 75% and 70% respectively. A separate matter that affects some business owners is the need for additional investments in the natural resources sector. While the provincial average for this measure being beneficial stands at 38%, the numbers climb significantly in the Northwest, 63%, the Central, 72%, and the Northeast, 83%, regions. There is a particular topic where responses are lukewarm. About 3 in 10 business owners, 29%, acknowledge that they have made no real progress reducing emissions, and about 2 in 5, 39%, do not expect to be pursuing opportunities to do so in the next few years. These seemingly low numbers outline a dual challenge. Businesses will need to adapt at a quicker pace, but the milestones established by the federal and provincial governments have not been accompanied by a significant communications effort. The message these results send is not, "We don't care," but, "We need to know where to start and what gradual success looks like." In late 2021, when satisfaction with how all levels of government were managing the pandemic in British Columbia was high, the business community was also remarkably content with the behavior of elected officials. At the time, most business owners described their local government, 80%, the federal government, 66%, and the provincial government, 63%, as being generally supportive of business. 1 year later, some of that goodwill has dissipated. The notion of local governments being generally supportive of business fell to 67%. Double-digit drops are also observed for the federal and provincial governments, to 50% and 48%, respectively. On the final question, more than 3 in 4 business owners, 78%, were very confident, or confident, in the future success of their business. While this result is down 8 points from 2021, no region is home to a majority of business owners who expect things to be worse this year. We will have a new opportunity to review the resiliency of BC's business community later this year. At this point, the cost of doing business is the most prevalent problem and red tape is a sought-after solution. It will also be imperative to gauge if the political changes that took place in November, locally and provincially, lead to a rekindled relationship between governments and job creators. It is evident that something clicked in 2021 and went missing in 2022. Mario Canseco is president of Research Company. The BC Chamber of Commerce 2022 Collective Perspective Survey is designed to identify and understand the issues and challenges facing businesses across the province. The results cited on this column are based on an online survey conducted in October 2022 among 948 business owners in British Columbia.